Party burp derp. Burp derp 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 derp. Derp 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 derp. And when the derp goes derp derp, and the derp 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 derp,
the derp in the sky, it herped a big derp.
And see the star derp derp.
Band derp derp.
And the home of the derpy derp.
And the derp de derp derp. Welcome to the Team Joy podcast. This is episode
seven.
Yes, okay, seven.
Yeah.
I'll be host for tonight. I'm Doug Scott. With me, as always, is Jason Samsel.
Yo.
Scotty Biggs.
I'm back.
And Giovanni Savarese.
Present.
And, Don't have much going on tonight. Everything's still kind of dead after E3, but let's start off. Scotty, what have you been playing?
Oh, since last we talked, I finished up Uncharted 2 again, which was – I love that game. I don't care what Shimmy says. I enjoyed the story, even though it was a little bunch of backstabbing and craziness, and it kind of a little wacky. But like you said, no honor among thieves. And – beat Portal 2 for the fourth time, I think.
I'm going back
through it with one of my buddies who's never played the Portal games, so we're doing co-op and he's enjoying it so far. And the only other game I've been playing is getting fucked by the city of Boulder to the tune of $385. And now it's not a fun game. Not recommended.
What happened? Sorry.
I had two unpaid parking tickets, and since they totaled over $85, they have a new way to fuck people in the ass, basically. Scoff laws is what they call them in the newspaper. And they drove by when I was parked over at the a local park, and they drove by, and this van has some sort of camera on it, along with recognition software. So they drive by and just point at everybody's license plates, and they see if you have outstanding tickets. And if you have more than $85, they get out of their car, put a boot on your car, and then tow it.
No.
But don't you still have, time to pay the other tickets?
Oh, no, you would think so. You would think. But my buddy, I was already at the park. My buddy went by, and he's like, hey, your car got booted. And I was like, what the heck? Went up, looked at it, sure enough, booted. And then called the city, tried to pay, with my debit card. I had to get off the phone with them and then transfer some money over to my checking account because I didn't have enough in there, and called them back. So my buddy told me about 20 minutes after I parked there that the boot was on my car. I immediately called them and I finally got it paid off about 45 minutes later. And I was like, okay, so, can you send somebody up to take the boot off my car? And they're like, well, it's already been towed.
Ooh.
I'm like, 45 minutes of ruthless efficiency between parking, booting my car, and then towing it. Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. So
that's a hell of an afternoon, man.
Yeah, so I can't afford a cable to, or a new charging adapter for my laptop.
So, man, when you want to play some Uncharted 2 co-op shit, those missions, is that?
Oh, yeah. I'll do that anytime, man. Probably later tonight.
Because that is some fun-ass shit, man. It's like a horde mode, basically, but it gets insane.
Yeah.
And Uncharted 3 beta is out, too.
Oh, yeah, and you can play that. Anybody can play that, right? Because you have to have PS Plus, but they're offering that free to everybody anyways?
Well, they were offering it. It's done now, I think.
But I got you covered, man. If you need a code, I got one.
Oh, perfect. I'll definitely do that with you then.
This week, Jason will be playing the role of Ben Sweeney.
Ooh.
Well, it came with my Infamous 2 game, so.
All right. Well, after the depressing news of Scott's car troubles, let's try and pick this up a bit. Shimmy.
What's up, buddy?
Giovanni Savarese is Shimmy. We say that because it's easier to remember.
Yeah,
than
it's so much easier than Giovanni. It's like, hey, Shimmy. I'm like, yeah, I got it.
Shimmy, what have you been playing?
I have been playing L.A. Noir. I've been trying to finish that up. I'm on the first arson case. Disc 3. I think it's the Gas Man. How far along do I have until the game's over?
There's about like four arson cases.
No, there's a bunch.
Well, yeah, I've been playing that, and also I got the Rockstar Pass. So as soon as I'm done with the game, I'm gonna dab into the DLC. I finished Alice Madness. That game is really, really fun. I had a blast with it. Really good.
Sorry, go ahead.
No. It got a little long, like in some parts, like in some chapters, I was just like, please just end already. Like, I'm done jumping around. But like, other than that, like it was a really, really good game. Let's see. I think, yeah, that's it. I was gonna get back into Fallout today. I turned it on, but I don't know. There's so many glitches in Fallout New Vegas that I want to play it because I love Fallout. You know, great story. I love everything about it. It's just the game is so glitchy that it's painful to get through it. It's really bad. But other than that, that's it. That's all I've been playing.
Yeah, for me, the Bethesda games, Fallout and Oblivion. It's not so much the glitches that keep me away from them. I love them, but I never got into Fallout just because I didn't have the effort in me to put in the time to start off. Like, those first 5 hours of playing.
It's all walking. The game is half walking. That's the only thing. Yeah, it's a lot of walking.
A lot of walking and then shooting stuff.
Yeah, but it's fun.
It's fun, alright.
The first two were really good games, but they were fucking difficult as all
hell.
They're
PC games, correct?
Yeah, they're isometric RPGs. I mean, retains the same style. And
it looks like Diablo, but they're brutally difficult.
I remember them being brutally difficult, but they were really good.
They're fantastic games.
Nice, Ben. Go ahead.
And you can find those pretty easily nowadays for some reason. They repackaged them up and you can find them in stores. I keep running into it and it's like, man, I should buy them. Just for shits and giggles again. But I was like, I'm not going to play them.
They have them on Good Old Gamer and maybe Steam even. No, maybe not Steam. But
oh, come on. Steam has everything.
I know. Except for EA games.
They don't?
Oh, yeah.
But you can get Battlefield off Steam, can't you?
Yeah, you can.
Pull all their stuff off.
What? Sorry, what was that?
EA pulled all their games off.
Oh, they did? Oh, because they're coming out with their own store.
Yeah, with Origin or whatever.
Yeah,
I was going to say Origin.
I love how they use that. They own how they used Origin. That's just fine. That's
trademarked.
It'd be funny if they started pulling them all out of brick-and-mortar stores as well.
Well, no, what's funny is that it's like, it's Origin, and if you're an old PC gamer, you know what Origin is, and it's Ultima, and Privateer, and Wing Commander, and all that.
Yeah.
And I was like, ooh, maybe they're going to, oh, it's a, they're trying See, that, to keep Steam.
That's one thing I felt bad, I've been a gamer since I was 10, but I've always been a console gamer. I have never had, you know, a good enough PC to run anything and not even stick people. My computer couldn't even run SimCity when SimCity first came out, you know? Like, and I never got into any of these PC games. Even though I've been, you know, into console gaming, I still feel like I've missed, like, a part of my, you know, a big chunk of gaming life. Like, no World of Warcraft, no Diablo, no Fallout, no, you know, I don't know. I always felt bad about that.
Yeah, these...
Go ahead, Doug.
The only PC game I managed to play shortly after its release was Descent 2, when I first got a Pentium computer.
Is that based off the movie?
No.
The Descent.
Descent 2 was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was.
If you haven't played the Monkey Island games, go on Xbox Live and download them right now, because I love those games.
I mean, I remember at school everybody quoting them and telling jokes from them, and I thought, man, that's got to be a lot of fun. But the concept of a point-and-click adventure game was so past me, because like Shimmy, I grew up with a Genesis and then an N64 and a Game Boy.
See, I got lucky. I grew up with, like, my dad was a gamer, so I'm like, we had always the latest and greatest, except for, like, the real expensive shit. But, I mean, so it was PC gaming and console gaming. He didn't fucking care. It was, like, so I got the best of both worlds when I was a kid growing up, fortunately enough. So I had that PC gaming background, which I still say that playing a first-person shooter is the only way to go is on a PC. Mouse and keyboard cannot be beat. In my opinion.
I mean, blasphemy!
I've only played really one I've played several FPSs on a PC, but, like, the only one I played when it was out and relevant was the first Unreal Tournament.
Oh, see, even that. I mean, nothing. I don't know if it's much has changed, but, I mean, Battlefield on PC is by far better. I mean, just better.
I don't think it's better because of the mouse and keyboard. I'm sure it's better because you can have, like, reasons. 64 people in a game.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, it's you thought it was, like, playing Bad Company 2 was frantic, Jimmy, when we were all playing? Imagine about a lot more people. A lot more people.
I kind of want to buy a new PC just to play Battlefield.
No, that sounds amazing, but the only thing that holds me back is that mouse and keyboard. Like, press L2, L2, F3, F3, click, click, click. Like, no, get that away from me.
It becomes second nature after a while, man. It may seem overwhelming because you got that whole keyboard, but in some games, level of control you have over your character is insane.
It's basically WASD, R for reload.
Q-E-R-F,
and then, like, the click wheel.
Yeah, and then you got all the number keys for your weapons or
what. Which you don't need if you have the click wheel.
Sometimes it's better just to hit, like you feel like you want to go to, like, from a pistol to...
Actually,
like,
now that I think about it, like, that sounds so confusing. Like, playing Team Fortress requires such a, like, effort of thought of, like, all right, I got to remember which one my knife is on, which one that's on, and then...
Okay, since we're talking about Team Fortress, I'm going to tell you guys this. I just got it the other day, so next time that you guys play, just let me know. And I did that. I went to canyourunit.com, and my PC met the minimum requirements, so... Next time you guys play, I'm definitely down for some Team Fortress.
Awesome. Like, you can run Team Fortress on a TI-86 calculator.
No, you can't.
In theory.
Your mom.
Like, you can get that Source engine to run on a lot of stuff.
My wife's computer.
Really?
Yeah, it barely runs fucking Team Fortress 2.
I mean, I could get it to run on my old computer. I can get it to barely run on this computer as well. I have to turn everything down, but it'll still run.
Yeah, it still looks pretty good. It looks like the 360 version when you turn everything down.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, console gamers.
Womp, womp, womp.
Yeah,
if they would have just, updated the console version, I would have been playing this game forever.
Yeah.
But hopefully I'll have more fun with the PC version, because I got the orange box. I beat Half-Life. Oh, Half-Life games were amazing. Obviously, because I never had a PC, I never played them. And I got the orange box, and I had a blast with all of them. And that's when I had a blast with Portal. But I played the Team Fortress 2, and I didn't really have that much fun with it online. That's the 360 version,
You're not going to have a lot of fun at first with it on the PC either. It takes a lot of persistence and prepare to be frustrated with all the little faults of PC gaming, of having to wait for a spot to open in the server so you can join everybody. No real lobby system. Like, I played with Bobby and Matt last week and was just having a horrible time of A, getting owned, and then B, like, constantly being like auto-selected and put on the other teams. But I know not every server does that.
Oh,
man. Yeah.
Jason.
What have you been playing, Doug?
Okay, well, I was going to ask Jason, but Jason can go last. I've been playing Street Fighter 4.
Yay.
And getting better at it.
Yep.
I beat Hinkle in one round. Not a full game.
I didn't see it.
You didn't see it?
Nope.
Well, it did happen. He'll deny it because he has too much.
It didn't happen.
But I can't remember what his friend's name is, but Dead Pet Removal on the
TJ.
TJ. I beat him in a game, like 2 rounds out of 3. That was a momentous occasion for me. I'm slowly getting better at this game.
What character did you use?
Yuri.
No, nice. Yuri's getting pretty good there, man.
Yeah.
See, isn't it awesome? You can actually know that you're getting better at a game.
Yeah.
I beat him with
Cammy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nice.
I got a couple tricks up my sleeves. I played a shit ton of Battlefield on Sunday for a little 4th of July, pre-4th of July celebration of blowing shit up digitally.
Yeah.
I had a helicopter fall on me.
Oh, I think I remember that when that happened. You had the helicopter blow up.
Yeah, no, it was your helicopter.
Oh, it was? Oh,
yeah, you and Matt were flying around the helicopter. You got shot down, and the debris fell on me.
Yeah, that happened.
That was the second time Matt killed me.
Yeah. You know, he's good at flying that helicopter until he gets a little bit too cocky.
Yeah. I start off cocky, so, and then I get better.
But he was saying he was all about being on the show tonight, and then he's like, I'm going out, Matt.
Oh, yeah, no, you can't trust Matt Champion.
Nope.
He's a champion of lies and laziness.
Yep, he likes to bang people's moms.
Don't.
I've been playing
some Alice Madness Returns, which I have to disagree with Shimmy that I don't think it's great. I just think it's mediocre and it drags on. Like, it plays fine. I like the platforming, the combat, but oh my god, there's so much platforming.
You are jumping around a lot. Yeah.
You're jumping around a lot, and then you go into a room where you kill a bunch of enemies. And then there's no backtracking, but it feels like you're backtracking. Like the that Japanese painting level where you have to go see the caterpillar, that just took forever. Like, first time you go into the 2D mode, oh, that's pretty cool. Second time, it was like, oh, okay, we're going to do this again. Third time, what the fuck?
It looked awesome, though.
Oh, no, it looked great.
How did you like the cutscenes? How it kind of looked like paper mache, you know, it's like cardboard cutouts, and it was like a puppets.
I mean, I thought they were cool and all, but this story is just sort of. I mean, did you play the first Alice?
Don't have a PC, sir.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't either. I'm kind of like, I'm assuming that this is a sequel in some.
It is.
It's a sequel, and is it taking a lot from the first story? Because to me, it's just kind of drivel. It's like, I'm Alice. I'm going to go here. And I have to go see this main character. And then, I have to go see this other main character. And there's something about a train.
It is a continuation of the first, so.
Yeah. I think.
Did you ever figure out why is that train there? Because I really didn't figure that out.
Okay, you're the one who finished the game, and you don't know.
Yeah, I know.
I kind of assume that the train represents like the destruction of her own mind.
Of course,
is Wonderland, and like that train is what's making her have like crazy fits and is destroying her mind. So she has to somehow destroy it.
But, oh, yes. So the world is Alice's mind, and the train is like a bullet that is going through her mind and just blah, destroying everything. Huh?
I guess that's my interpretation of it so far. I mean, I'm only on chapter 4 out of 5, and so that means I have at least another 6 hours, it feels like.
Oh, well, I beat the game, and they don't really touch back on it.
Oh, so you, like, the whole time she's like, I've got to stop this train. So I take it you don't stop the train?
you kind of see it once, and no, but no.
Well, fantastic.
I don't want to give any more away, though, of the fantastic story.
Jason, what have you been playing?
I beat Infamous 2, finally. And that was good. And I'm going to play through it again. This time I'm just going to go ape shit crazy on everybody I see and kill them. Because, god damn it, I want to be evil.
Are the ice powers as fun as the electric powers?
They're kind of complementary to the electric powers. Because they kind of blend into it. So, yeah, I guess
ice
they're pretty cool.
Conductor, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It's a fun game. People should check it out if you haven't. And if you didn't get Infamous 1 when you could have downloaded it for free and you never played it, then shame on you. Because you're missing out on a good, pretty good story. And let's see what else I've been playing. I've been playing, played Bad Company 2, Street Fighter 4, Mortal Kombat. And I actually went out and I've been having an interest in this game for quite a while. It's Call of
Brothers in Blood, I think.
Yeah. Blood and Brothers or something. Yeah, you know what? That is actually not too bad of a game.
It's like Red Dead.
No, it's not like Red Dead. It's more like a first-person shooter.
Oh.
But was a kind of a cool little twist to it. Was a good, very good story to it in a weird way. But there's like it's kind of plays like Call of Duty. Kind of there's some problems with it. You know, you
like
kind
is
of
it die. Super twitchy and fast paced?
Yes and no. I mean, there's like sections where like there came in this one section where you and your brother are running to your mom's house or mansion or wherever down south, because it takes place during the Civil War.
Mm-hmm.
And you're running through this, you're running on this road, and then one of your brother, he spots a machine, like a Gatling gun, and they're like, oh shit, we gotta go hide in the field. So you go running in the field, and then you see all these Yankee soldiers combing the field.
Damn Yanks.
And the guy you're playing as, if you choose to play as him, he has knives. And so you're going through this field and you're fucking throwing knives at these Yankee soldiers. And it's kind of cool how they did this whole game. And they got like this bullet time mode kind of where you have to you press B after you killed a bunch of people really quick. And then you can kill more people real quick by pressing B and doing some bullshit with your controller, which is not necessary. It's pretty good. There's some failed opportunities with it, though. They could have made a two-player co-op, but they didn't. And it's, you know, it's worth checking out. So,
Is it getting you set up for the Halle Berry iced tea version?
No.
Yeah. No. Ice cheese in that, right?
What?
The cartel?
I fucking know. I don't know why. I mean, it looks kind of interesting, but I don't know why they would do it in modern times. Oh, maybe because every other game is doing it in modern times, and now it's losing its, you know, uniqueness, in my opinion. Unless, you know, one of the characters' his last name is McCall, then there's some story linkage to that. Then,
mm-hmm.
Otherwise, I've been playing the Uncharted 3 multiplayer beta, and if you have PlayStation 3, and you should download it, and the Journey beta, which apparently I can't speak about. So,
are you not allowed to?
Yeah, some shit in the fucking, what do you call it, clause.
Okay, say if it's pretty?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to steal a bit from X3F. What is your moistness level for,
Ooh, I like that.
For the Journey.
For the Journey? I'm fucking floor is wet.
Okay, awesome. So, How prominently featured is Steve Perry?
He's the main character.
You play as Steve Perry?
Yes, but no one knows.
All right. And I think I've read a synopsis of the story. It's that you're on a midnight train.
Yeah.
Going somewhere? Anywhere?
Yeah.
Where?
Yeah. I don't know, but I will be buying. Okay, I'm just gonna say this. Everybody who has a PlayStation 3, you probably should buy this game. I'm gonna say it right now. Buy it. It's fucking surreal. That's all I'm gonna say. Otherwise, that's all I'm gonna say about it. Because I do think it's gonna also be one of those games where you're just gonna have to experience it for yourself. And you take what you want from it.
It's single player, right?
Well, I think they have it's that game company's, that's their name, that game company. And, this is their first online game.
Oh, okay. So it's a multiplayer game. So, I mean, that would explain why there's a beta. I always thought that it was a single player. I mean, it's hard to have a bunch of Steve Perrys and not have it, like, just fall in on itself because there's been so much awesome.
Yeah, I know, dude. It would just be crazy if it did. I mean, there has to be some fucking Journey music in it somewhere. There has to be.
All right. Well, that sounds great, and you make me want to buy a PC or a PS3 even more.
Actually, a lot of their games are actually worth buying.
I know. You tell me about it every day.
I'm saying, man, everyone fucking dogs on the PS3, it seems like, but
that's because PS3 has no GOMs.
Yeah, that's right, because it has no games.
GOMs.
GAMs.
Hey, Jason, you played the new, well, not the new Mass Effect, but Mass Effect 2 for the PS3 yet?
No, I don't have it. I got the 360 version.
Yeah, no, because I really want to know what that interactive comic is like that they have in the beginning of it.
All it is like, if you didn't, since they're starting the second game on the PS3, it's the first game with you making the major plot decisions to build your Shepard, so that you can take those choices into the second game, so you're up to speed and everything with the second game.
Yeah, I wanted to see what it looked like and how they did it or whatever. Plus, I wanted to see what the Unreal 2.5 engine, because I know that they upped the graphics for it.
I don't know. I mean, I got the 360 version, so I would have to ask one of my dad's friends.
I believe they upped the graphics for the PS3 version.
Yeah, because I told one of my dad's friends that he should fucking buy it, and yeah, he bought it, and he told me it was one of the best games he's ever fucking played.
Awesome.
Ever.
God, I love that game. Mass Effect's such a good game. God.
I still gotta beat it.
Oh, what? Blasphemy! You haven't
played Mass Effect 2 yet?
I was going on a tear, dude, for fucking like a month and a half on Mass Effect, and I was like, I'm gonna stop playing.
Wait, one or two?
Two. Okay. I fucking hated the first game. The first game probably like shit, in my opinion.
It plays like shit, but the story is actually really good.
Yeah. Plus, I like the RPG elements a lot more. I mean, people hated the inventory system, and it annoyed me, yes. But I loved how I could get a shotgun and then put, like, a cooling coil on it and then give it, like, explosive ammo with, like, you know, some accuracy enhancer or blah, blah, blah. And I could put, like, extra things in my suit, like a hard lining or, like, a cooling thing or, like, a healing thing. Like, I found that really, really cool. Okay. And I really can't believe they took that all the way for Mass Effect 2. I mean, I love Mass Effect 2, but I felt the Mass Effect 2 was more like Gears of War with an interactive story. You know, but, I mean, it's still one of the best games I've ever played, but, you know.
All they would really need to do to fix the inventory from Mass Effect 1 is that, like, you open a crate, and it's an RPG, so everyone compulsively opens every crate, and you automatically pick everything up, and then at the end of the battle, you automatically, like, pick up a bunch of stuff. Mm-hmm. And so your inventory becomes full, and it just takes a long time to go through it and break everything down into gel.
Yeah.
If there was a way to just, like, you have 10 of these items, break them all down into gel rather than break each one down one by one by one.
Yeah, whenever I play an RPG, I always get the Pokemon syndrome. Like, I gotta catch them all. I gotta catch everything. I gotta get everything. I need every piece of armor. I need everything in my inventory. What is it? What is it? I want it. I just need it.
Alright, well, let's move on to some news, which is where we would have a news bump if somebody would make us one. So, hey,
it's time for some news, people.
Alright, first story. Casey Anthony is not guilty.
Yes.
Oh my god, that's awesome.
Oh my god.
Okay, so what was that, Doug? Casey Anthony?
Yeah, that was kind of a joke. We don't really need to talk about it. I don't want to talk about it.
This is me getting all serious. So what about Casey Anthony? What was that?
another murderer that gets let go free thanks to the new Chewbacca defense.
Well, unfortunately, Johnny Cochran is dead, so I can't use the Chewbacca defense.
I mean, people can study the Chewbacca defense.
I use that very same defense myself, and it's very good. It's very good. So what's the news?
Let's see. BlackRock Studios got shut down, or is being shut down. Makers of Split Second and, well, most Pure. Recently Split Second. I did not research what other stuff they did.
Pure?
Oh, yes, Pure. The other racing game. They made good racing games.
Yeah, they made good racing games.
Pure, isn't that that ATV?
Criminally underrated by a lot of people, which was fucking awesome.
Well,
it was a fucking Disney game.
It didn't have stuff exploding everywhere.
Oh, dude, it didn't matter. The game was fucking good.
Yeah.
Is there a gun in the game?
What?
No. Okay.
I wish there. Oh god! You imagine what they could have done with another fucking Split Second, like a season two. Oh Jesus Christ! That would have been fantastic.
Like, I'm trying to think of what bigger explosions they could make, you know, other than a nuclear power cooling tower crumbling down.
A satellite
in the sky.
Oh, you're racing around like a launch station, and like one of the full red bar power up things is literally a star or a space shuttle taking off, and it literally obliterates half the map.
That's awesome.
Just the thought of could have, like, you could be racing across a bridge, like a full like I don't know, like the Golden Gate Bridge type. Suspension bridge, and the thing starts fucking crumbling into the ocean, and oh my damn it.
What about a glacier breaking apart?
See that? I mean, just had to take like the next like Michael Bay film and turn it into a racing game.
I'm getting really sad right now, actually.
I know, same here, dude.
Because those are all great ideas, and they're not gonna happen.
I know, it sucks, because, you know, didn't matter how critically acclaimed their games were, it just didn't do it for Disney.
Well, Disney also kind of jumped in without knowing what to expect about the game industry.
It doesn't fucking matter. I mean, they had games that reviewed very well, but they didn't get a
big seller right off. They didn't get Call of Duty.
Like numbers.
They didn't get Codblop numbers like on their the first release of a game.
Codblop.
I know. That was awesome. I'm gonna have to use that.
Well, it's the truth, though. I mean, it's they don't sell, like, these companies are expecting like Call of Duty numbers, and they can't. They shouldn't expect that type of number. I mean, for all intents and purposes, Call of Duty is a casual game. And has a wide fucking audience.
You know, we haven't gotten much fan mail or any hate mail, but that just last little phrase you said is going to ensure us a lot of hate mail.
I don't give a fuck. Bring it on.
Call of Duty is a casual game.
It is a casual game.
That's Jason at teamjoyonline.com.
Bring it. I don't mind. I don't mind at all. I mean, it's my opinion. If no one likes it, respect opinions of other people, then I don't know.
This is the internet. Nobody respects
wrong.
That's right.
Noob.
Hey, I still like Call of Duty 4. That was a damn fine game.
Oh, I'm playing through it again. It's a lot uglier than I remember.
Really? I still think it's quite a hell of a looker, man. That AC-130 level still gets me.
I love that level. That's so fun. Call of Duty 4 is probably the only Call of Duty I really enjoy. I mean, they're probably the only one I really enjoy.
What about Call of Duty 2?
Call of Duty 2 is fucking fantastic.
Never played it. I never played Call of Duty 2, never played Call of Duty 3. I only played Modern Warfare, the first one. Modern Warfare 2, Black Ops,
Blops. Skip Call of Duty 3. Go find Call of Duty 2 for really cheap someplace, and that'll be one of the best World War II shooters that you can play.
But you also see like the complete evolution of the 360 and what they can do with the graphics.
Yeah, because that was the killer app for the 360.
Nice. But, I will have to Gamefly that.
Oh, dude, don't even Gamefly.
Go find it for like $7.
You can find it probably new for 10.
Well, where? 20. Because I don't shop at GameStop.
Well, GameStop. Mm. Well, who cares?
You could download it off Xbox Live, I think.
Yeah, or that.
Yeah, but then it's going to be like $20 minimum.
Yeah.
It's good. It's good times, man. You got a nice lengthy campaign. It's intense as all hell, and it's some good shit.
Nice.
And that veteran difficulty, it is hard. It is not a cakewalk at all.
Did you beat Modern Warfare on Veteran?
No, I don't care about beating my games on Veteran or the hardest difficulties because it's not necessary. I can join my games. I don't like to be pissed off at them.
Only game I do that is for Halo. I will always play on Legendary.
Oh, yeah. That's when you have somebody else with you, too.
Or by myself.
Did you play Mass Effect? 2 on Insanity?
Nope.
That was hard.
Oh.
I don't like to be frustrated.
Yeah, but then you don't get the Chivos.
I know.
Yeah.
That 50 points will elude me for all my life.
Yeah, the achievements. I didn't have them when I was kids, and I lived without them for over 20 years of playing video games. I don't care for them. But I do like that sound, though.
Yeah.
It's kind of fine as fuck.
Holy shit, guys.
What?
Call of Duty 2 is still $30, like, on Amazon.
Wow.
And the Game of the Year edition is going for $72.
Holy shit.
Yeah. That's just 360 versions.
Huh. And that's an original, right? That's like a 2005 game.
It's gotta be, I guess.
Yeah. The game came out when the Xbox launched, but the Game of the Year edition, I think, came out like 7 months later or so, or 2 years later. It's Call of Duty 3. Wasn't too good of a game, but then you actually heard why it wasn't that good of a game, because Activision only gave them like 9 months to shit out a game.
Yeah.
So. Hey guys, Burnout Paradise is $8 on PSN right now. Includes all the DLC.
For more gaming deals, check out thriftynerd.com.
Nice segue.
Yeah, I know.
But no, seriously, if you don't have it, anybody doesn't have that game, now's the time to get it. Even though it's probably the weakest one of all the Baronet series. Yes, I said it, weakest one.
Nothing will beat Burnout 3. I mean, I wish I could play Burnout 3 with, like, Burnout 3's levels and soundtrack, but with Burnout Revenge's engine.
Yeah, that would be nice. But by far, when I say the weakest one of all the series, it's still a fucking really good game.
Yeah, that's like saying... yeah.
And for $8, Jesus Christ, fucking get that shit. That's. I mean, you buy that game brand new.
Anyway, let's move on away from the hot deals section. Shimmy, you do not have a PS3, but your buddy does, right?
No. I have a PS3.
Okay.
I have the 60 gig model.
All right, Scott. Oh, I just heard a boop.
What's that?
Shit. Hold on one second. Jason kind of just got dropped from the call. Let me...
Due to technical difficulties, again, the end part of this show was lost yet again to cyberspace. I wish I could blame Matt Champion on this for not being here to actually record this, but he told me well ahead of time that he wasn't going to be there, so all this fault falls on me. But please send any complaints to Matthew@TeamJoyPodcastOnline.com. The hosts tonight were Jason Samsel. You can find him on Twitter @Jason_Samsel. You can also find him on Xbox Live, PSN, and Steam with the gamer tag Infrared Chimera. We had Scott Biggs, gamer tag The Shutter. There's a space between them. You can find him on Twitter @ScottBiggs or @BiggsBrewing.com. We also had Giovanni Savarese, gamertag Shimmy00. You can find him on Twitter @Shimmy00. And I am Doug Scott. You can find me on ThriftyNerd.com, gamertag Schmill, or on Twitter @TheSchmill. Once again, I apologize for this inconvenience of a loss and just dead air at the end of an episode. But I can promise you next week, it'll be better. Why? Because I'm going to tie Matt up and drag him to my house in South Carolina and make sure that he has his computer so he can record. So, don't worry about next week, and thank you for listening. Oh, and please go onto iTunes and leave a review, or hell, even just give us 5 stars. We probably don't deserve it, but it would be really appreciated. Also, if you have any questions, comments, or concerns about the show, please send them to podcast@teamjoyonline.com. Thank you. Have a nice night. Gonna take all the black gods of every way from you. Ain't never been a million seas more whores could ever do. Let's bring the pain down in Amica. While we're at it, let's tear them a new one on both of these two.